This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Can you also hear my heart pounding?
Give me your glass.
That was like the quietest we've ever been.
So
we're both very nervous right now.
We're nervous because this is a game that you play at like a bachelorette party or with your besties, not for like the world. And we're playing it with you guys because we respect you. We want you to never respect us
again. I don't know why we're doing this. Like, you know... We love the reviews. You guys are like, yeah, you girls are so real. And like, we like being real with you. And we were like, this is
it's a little extra. It's a huge, we're bad examples for this. But we've answered so many sex questions so far that like, we feel like if we don't play this game, like maybe.
Explain how to play never.
Never have I ever.
Never have
okay,
I ever.
Okay, that's what this is. Never have I ever is actually happening right now. And basically, you ask a question like, never have I ever drank wine on a Tuesday. And if you have, you have to drink.
Okay. We need to also put this out there right now, like 60 seconds into this. If you are a family member, I say this with peace and love, turn this off right now.
If you are under 18,
turn it off.
We haven't read any of the questions, which is why I feel like I'm so nervous right now. But, we are picking out of a hat the Never Have I Ever questions, and we're going to answer them live for the first time seeing them to you guys. So we do not want parents. We do not want family. We do not want
I'm
very
not
close family
fucking
friends.
Around, Mom, and all your little friends. Turn this off, like, right now.
Go to a bar somewhere and get a glass of wine, but don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us. Like, you can listen to the next episode. It's
going
to be really
good. All my little
cousins
who are listening, turn this off right now or I'm calling your mom.
No family. I will call your fucking mom. Turn this off, okay?
Okay,
we say it with peace and love. Okay.
I'm glad
your fair
put
warning.
Out the disclaimer. Fair warning. Sorry in advance.
Before we get into this game, I do want to tell you a really quick story. I've been saving this.
What?
So I got a new gyno recently, an OBGYN, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I just want to, like, find a good doctor so that when I'm ready to have a baby,
okay,
like, everything's good. So the new doctor works out of this new hospital. So it wasn't the hospital I ever planned on having a baby in. So okay. I did a hospital tour, mm-hmm. like, of the maternity ward.
I did that.
Yeah, weren't you pregnant?
Oh, yeah, I was.
So I went with my mom. Me and my mom went, okay.
What?
And let me tell you two things that happened. One, I was the only person there that was not pregnant, okay? Two, it was horrible. I almost passed out multiple times when they took us into the room and they were like, here is the bed. And like the bed thing.
With the stirrups.
The bed like opens up from the bottom so the doctor could put their head like right next to your vagina.
Yeah.
I was literally fanning myself and my mom literally made eye contact with me and was like,
Don't pass out.
And literally all the other women are rubbing their bellies, like they're smiling ear to ear. And I could feel like myself growing like warm. It was not a good idea. Like, I do not suggest this ever because maybe when you're pregnant, you're like, it's more exciting. I don't know, but I was like panicking.
Did it send you into emergency mode?
Yeah, I did. Like, it's just fucking crazy. And like, they're like, okay, and then here's like, as soon as the baby comes, we're gonna put it in this thing, and then like, we're gonna clean it off. And
in
it,
real
like
life.
Yeah, they were explaining the whole thing. And like, one thing, it was like super educational and it was nice. I did like the hospital and I liked
yeah
it was good in that like aspect, but everything else, like, and here's what the baby will cook when you're done with it. Like, oh my God. And there were little baby in the little cooking rooms and they were so cute. And, but it was a lot. It was a lot for me. So I just wanted to give that update to everybody because
things I'll never understand that Jessica does.
I went on because I want to be prepared. Like we talked about that.
I told you, don't be prepared. Well, you know, the funny thing,
my new OB that I saw said to me, you need to stop.
Yeah.
One thing at a time. She goes, we're not going to sit here and talk about you waddling when you're pregnant, when you're not even pregnant. We're not going to sit here and talk about labor when you're not in labor. She's right. Like, it's insane. And I'm like,
baby steps.
I was like, funny, you should listen to my podcast.
Funny, you should hear the shit that I say and how I should not be a mom because I'm terrified and scared.
Oh, okay. So that was my little experience. And I think I've distracted us long enough. Should I pull the first question?
Oh my God. Okay. It's happening. Go ahead.
Okay.
I know all my friends are listening to this and being like, stop, just don't go through with this because I know they know everything about me.
Whoa.
This is the opener.
The first one's so heavy.
Oh my God.
Never have I ever cheated.
Yeah, I did. When I was 16 on my first boyfriend, I kissed a different boy at a sweet 16.
What were you thinking?
I know. What an evil bitch.
Wow.
And I was like traumatized. I told him and I jumped out of the car while it was moving because I was so upset. And he was like, he didn't know what to say. And then we sat and talked about it. And I was like, I genuinely am so sorry. Like I had like a pit in my stomach.
Wait, were you like drinking or?
No, I was 16. I just like always thought he was cute. And like he kind of hit on me and I was like, okay. And then we hooked up and I felt so bad. And I had to tell my boyfriend immediately. My boyfriend was in college. And he never thought like his high school girlfriend was going to cheat on him.
Wow.
Yeah. That's awful.
Fucking embarrassing. It was awful. You cheated on your college boyfriend? What a loser.
No. Oh my God.
Well, my cheating is way fucking worse because up until my husband.
Oh, aren't we supposed to drink? With everyone that we've done, we have to drink. Great.
Oh,
cheers.
Oh, no.
Cheers.
Oh, no. What? That's so good. That can't be good. Oh, that's really good, Rosé.
I know, it's good.
So up until my husband, I've been pretty much a serial cheater. Okay, I know that sounds really, really bad, but it's like I've always cheated and then upgraded, if that makes sense.
Okay. Been so like happy with your cheat.
Right. It's always worked out.
It's always worked out for you. For you.
But literally after my last boyfriend, who was a really good guy, who I like was an asshole to, like my mother actually sat me down and was like,
no more cheating.
Do you need? Yeah, she was like, I'm like worried you need to like
Cheaters
something's
Anonymous.
Wrong with you. Yeah, she was like, you need help. Like, this is not normal. Like, it's not healthy. And I made a conscious decision with my husband now because I fucking love him. The kid wouldn't hurt a fly. Like, I would never.
No, Denny is like a winner. A real winner.
Never. And I've like, this is fucked up. Like, have you ever hurt somebody like seen that like really like,
yeah,
like a man like, yeah, that loved you? Like, it like makes me shameful. Like, it's sad. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been hurt also. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm like a player or something, because I've been fucking hurt a million times and cried a million times. But like, I've genuinely hurt people that were good people, and like, it makes me look twice at myself in the mirror. Like, I think when you're a cheater, it's fucking horrible. You feel like a serious piece of shit afterwards. Like, it's not, you don't feel good about yourself for sure.
No, there's nothing. It makes you question.
Yeah, it makes you question yourself as a human being. Yeah, because your actions directly affect someone you care about. It's fucked up. It really is. So, but I've really like sat myself down, had a nice talk, and like maybe it just wasn't always the right person.
Maybe that was a growing process for you.
It was for sure.
Because I feel like the person you are now, like I don't see you ever cheating on
Danny. No, 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 mm-hmm. Not in a million, billion, trillion years. So, yeah. I don't mean to get heavy there, but it is a heavy.
Just the first one.
Yeah, it's a heavy topic because it really does make me feel like a shit person because I've been cheated on. I know how it feels. Like, it sucks. Why would I do that to somebody else? You know. But all right, God, here we go.
God, oh my God, I'm like nervous. What
I'm
are you
scared.
Gonna
Why is the second question already? Never have I ever been arrested.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Drink, you fucking bitch.
You haven't? So I'm drinking alone.
I'm trying to think.
You'll know if you have. Mine was for fighting.
You were arrested.
Yeah, some fat bitch who put ketchup on my friend's car.
But you tutored her.
I sat outside her house and waited for her outside.
How old were you?
I was in high school. I was 17, so I was technically not like in that much trouble.
This is incredible. So who called the cops?
I don't know. Whoever watched us fighting in the 7-Eleven parking lot. I don't know.
And they literally, the cops showed up and like cuffed you?
Yeah, but then I showed them all the hair that she ripped out of my head because I don't pull hair. Like, that's not my jam. if I'm going to fight you, I'm going to fight you.
Whoa.
But she was also four times my size. So I was like having a hard time with that.
Did they arrest both of you?
Yeah, but she was legal and I was not. So I got a lot. And it was also in the town that I grew up in where my mom grew up. So like every cop knows me. And like it was a little, I got off easy, I guess. But,
well, you're a teenage girl. I mean, also, how often does
that happen?
I was also
arrested for drunk driving one time, which I learned my lesson from because I was in college and my mom, they impounded my car. My mom and my uncle had to come get me. It was when I was at Hofstra.
Did your mom almost fucking kill you?
Yeah,
my
but like I've never done that ever. I was so traumatized from the situation.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Because you know why? Because everyone smoked pot in college, and I was not that girl. Like I've never done that in my life. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I guess I'm drinking, like going out, and like I had no way to get home. I was like, oh my god, I'm all the way in like Westbury, Long Island. Like how am I gonna? So whatever. Long story short, I will be on top of my kids for doing that because it's something that should never happen and whatever. I was really felt so guilty for that.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I know everyone's done like fucked up shit, but like, dude, I have a kid from college I went to school with that's in fucking jail. He's been in jail for like 10 years now for like killing someone for drinking and driving.
No, see, that's my fear ever. Like even my own
isn't that
like
fucked up.
No, I can't even talk about it. I get so upset. I can't. That was like a big mistake of my life that I'll never do again.
But what, you were arrested for that?
Yeah, fuck yeah. You can get you get pulled over for drinking. Don't you? Your
husband
is a cop.
Wait, time out. Drink again. You got arrested twice.
Shut up. Wait, your husband's a cop.
Dude, I don't know. I stay away from him.
I wonder why. Oh my God. That was just two.
Next question.
Oh my God. I hope you guys are enjoying this. This is for you people, by the way.
Never have I ever joined the Mile High Club.
No, I'm... Like, I would love to. I would love to on a private jet because it's way more fun. But, like, I don't even pee on public airplanes because I skeeve those bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I'm always afraid I'm going to get sucked in, like, disposed out of the airplane.
Well, I guess my time with that is past because Dennis is, like, 6'4". How the fuck
would
he fit
doesn't
in
even
there?
Fit in an airplane bathroom. So neither of us have Mile High
No.
Club?
Wow.
I'm
happy
girls.
For you.
Yeah,
high five.
High five. Good job.
Never have I ever said I love you during sex.
I, you know what my problem is? I disassociate sex and love so much that...
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think because I'm like overly sexual and I think that sex is one thing and love is another thing. And I think that they go hand in hand in a lot of relationships and situations. Obviously, they're major for each other. But
like, what about when you made your babies?
Yeah. I wasn't like, oh my God, this is us making a baby.
Like, what do you mean? That's how I imagine doing it. Like,
no, I think I was like, thank you. I love you for having sex with me when we found out we were pregnant with Skylar. But like, I don't say it like during it ever.
You are so thank you for having sex with me. The question is literally like, have you ever said I love you during sex? And you literally just said thank you. Oh my God. I'm going
people
to the next question.
I don't know.
Like, this is like, maybe, I don't know if I'm crossing a line, but like, is this like a little, like, do you need therapy about this? Like,
I think I may. Like, this may be like a weird, it really freaks me out when like anybody has ever been like, I want to make love to you. I would be so skeeved out.
All right,
I'd
well, that's
so
like corny
out.
As hell. Like, but I don't know. Like
it gives me, I just got chills just now. Like, I'm not into that at all. Like, I think it's what it is. And it's a survival thing. And like, it's intense. And that's what it is. And I don't think it's anything more than that. Like, I don't know.
I disagree with you there. Like, I've had sex. I'm going to say with people. I'm going to say with my husband. I've had sex. Yeah. And like, you just feel like.
Yeah. But have you ever blurted out, oh my God, I love you, Denny? Like.
No. But afterwards, like, I'll probably like maybe say like. Like
yeah, after it, I'll be like, I love you.
That's not you. I know you ain't doing that shit. I need Corey in here now. I get what you mean, though. Like, I know when, like, sex is intense and it's, like,
you know,
super hypersexual.
Feel,
like, I get it. You're not saying I love you during, like, disgusting, gross sex acts. Like, I get it.
No, but you also, like, can feel when, like, you know when someone's there for one thing and then you know when someone's there because they, like, really love you. Like, you know somebody loves you. I don't think you need to be saying it in a time where, like, it's super awkward. If he whipped out the I love you, I would be like, okay.
Like, do you ever make eye contact with Corey, like,
yeah,
when you're having
always.
Sex?
Always. It's super intense.
And it's never like, yeah, but
I
isn't
never
that making love?
To say I love you ever.
I feel like I need to Google what it means now to make love. I'm confused.
Am I wrong? You can email us if you need to by telling me.
I need
if
someone
I'm wrong.
To explain this to us because I don't think we agree on this at all. Are we
it.
Drinking on this or not? I'm not sure.
No, I didn't say it. I don't
okay.
say it.
Me either. Wait, I do. I'm drinking.
Oh, you say it. Okay.
Wait, so who drinks? Me?
You, because if you've done it. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm just like a cold hearted bitch, but like I just don't say it. And I don't think he would ever say it either.
What?
Read this one.
Okay, hold on, guys.
Never have I ever had an accident in your pants. I have peed my pants before, swear to God, because when you're pregnant and you think something is funny, you have no control, and I'm not sorry about it. I have totally peed my pants from laughing so hard.
During pregnancy?
Yeah, only. And I've definitely never shit in my pants, if that's what you're asking me.
Exactly, I want to know.
Is this yourself? Your handwriting?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you, 12?
You don't like the in your pants? I can't. Oh, wait. So I can drink, I guess.
I'm trying to think if I've ever, like, peed in my pants.
I mean, it's not like a full pee. It's just like a little, like, oh, my God, I can't believe. Like,
I've had friends who drunk pissed them pants, and no, I have to change their own pants for them, which is great.
That's not been a...
And by friends, I mean one friend, and you know who you are.
But, oh, my God.
No, I'm going to have to say no.
Okay, I was a yes for, like, a little bit.
And if I pee myself when I'm pregnant, just get rid of me. I hate it. Don't let me do it, Tracy.
I'm sorry.
Warn me.
This shit happens.
Don't make me laugh. Whoa. Have you ever... Have I... Wait, has
never
it
have I'm I drunk. Ever.
Never have I ever had a one-night stand.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom, if you're still listening, even though I told you to turn this off.
You have?
For sure.
Me too.
I don't even like think that's a question, is it? No, I think everyone has, no?
If you haven't, I'm sad for you because it's fun.
Oh my God, we're such terrible people. I can't believe we're doing this episode right now.
Although I will say, I have a lot of one-night stands. I've had a lot. Okay, no, wait, I'm going to go back. A good portion of my one-night
Jess
stands
is drunk.
have turned into relationships.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. That's you, like, seeing if it's there. That's not a one-night stand. A one-night stand is like... finding somebody and, like, you knowing what you're there for.
Yeah. But I've had probably one of my best, like, sexual experiences from a one-night stand.
Really?
Yeah.
Denny, turn this off.
First of all, Denny, you are not allowed to listen after episode 2.
Yeah, you're done listening, Denny. Corey doesn't listen, so we're good.
I didn't even know he, like, knew how to listen. And he comes out of the shower and I hear it playing and he goes, did you just call me fat? I was like, huh? I didn't say that.
Oh,
oops,
my God.
I did. Yeah. They're fun. I feel like if you haven't had one, like, before you settle down, you probably should.
Just get it out of your system. You don't want to, like, think, what was that? What could that have been like? Like, I mean, we're bad examples. You shouldn't listen to us. Don't have a one-night stand. Forget it. We're just so bad.
What's your best advice? Have a one-night stand.
Oh, my God.
I just feel like it's, like, freeing, and it's fun as a woman to just do that and
to have control and just to be like, I'm never going to see this person. Yeah, it's my choice, and I don't care. Like, whatever.
All right, next question. I literally need to, I can't drink, I can't keep drinking.
Well, then you better be a good girl from now on.
Never have I ever slept with a guy on Viagra.
How are we supposed to know that?
I don't know, some guys take it for like
They tell
fun.
You they're taking
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I could have easily, I don't know.
I don't think I have.
I don't think I...
But I have guy friends that like take it to sleep with their like significant other, yeah.
Is that happens?
Yeah.
Are they older?
No, I think they're just like, maybe when they drink, some guys do it when they drink.
No, my husband doesn't drink.
Really?
He'll have like a beer if we go out, but like then he's like, you have to drive home. And I'm like, all right, relax, SA. Relax.
Because like whiskey dick is a thing.
No, he doesn't drink because he had like a traumatic experience drunk one time and he doesn't drink after that.
All right, so I'm going to, no Viagra for me either.
I don't think so. Unless like some guy.
Although now that I'm thinking about it, it sounds like it could be fun.
I don't know. I'm not against it.
Next question. Never have I ever fallen in public.
Yeah, like too many times. And in more than one time, it's been in heels. And they've been like, well, that girl doesn't know how to walk in heels. And I'm like, no, I'm just a drunk mess.
All right. So can I tell you the one time that really stands out for me? And it like, I can picture it like I was an outer body experience. Like I could see myself
doing it. Yeah.
I was pledging my sorority. I didn't have a lot of sleep. Think about it. I was like a freshman in college, like already so awkward and out of place. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking outside like through the quad to go to class. And I had picture all these books, all the shit the sorority was making me carry, and I fucking tripped, and all my books.
Was it like a movie moment?
Yes, it literally. I could picture it in my head. Like it was one of the most. Like I wanted to just crawl in a hole.
Oh my God, babe,
you could picture me doing it, like 5 foot, like nothing, like all my shit flying everywhere, and no one helped me. Like no one felt bad for me.
I have a funny story, and I guess it's considered tripping. I don't know, but like my dress got stuck in an escalator one time.
Oh my God.
And I fell because it got stuck and started eating my dress.
That's scary.
Well, yeah, I thought I was going to be fucking either naked in the hallway in Atlantic City or just like final destination.
Where did you do it? Like on the floor, in the ground?
Yeah, like, you know when you're about to get off yes. of the escalator? Like, my dress got caught and it started eating my dress.
All I'm hearing and out of this everyone, is lawsuit.
Everyone started running over to me and they're like, oh my God, grab her. And I was like holding my boobs because it was a maxi dress. And I was holding my boobs. I was like, I just don't want it to come off. I don't. And they're like, we don't want you to get sucked in. And I was like, oh my God. So they're like
that's
ripping
terrifying.
My dress out of the escalator. And then I fell. So I guess that's publicly falling.
Tracy, you know, I fear like life now. Now I have to add that to my list. I don't mean, even understand. But I don't.
So now
like
I'm
a,
super over careful about when the girl go on escalators. I'm like, jump at the end, jump at the end. I'm like, I get very nervous. Like, I fell in public. Not only fell in public, I almost got eaten into an escalator. Like Final Destination 3.
Drink?
I did. Wow, did okay. you not drink?
Oh, I drank. Oh. Never have I ever been kicked out of a club for being too drunk.
I got carried out by a bouncer one time.
Okay, you drink. That's the same shit.
But I wasn't drunk. I got in an argument. But I was drunk in the argument, but it wasn't because I was wasted.
Okay.
It was, right? Mm-hmm.
All
right,
so no, I don't think you should drink okay. for that.
I don't think I was too drunk that I've ever been like, she needs to leave. I'm usually like in control, semi in control
I've
of that.
I've definitely been drunk where people should have kicked me out,
yeah.
but they haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you ever puked like
you know
in
why?
A bar?
No.
I have.
No, I'm always in VIP, so I'm usually like sitting in the. Like,
what about like, forget, the, like what about college? Like,
no, I was in VIP. I didn't go to bars. No, I've never been to bars.
Oh, you like
no,
clubs.
I don't do bars. I go where there's VIP. That's it.
But what about in college? You didn't go to like college like
no,
bars with
no,
like all college hotties?
No, I wasn't into that. I was like,
oh,
I want a table.
Oh my God.
No.
You missed out on so much fun.
I don't like bars. I don't like them now. Even like Santa
well,
Crawl.
Well, now it sucks.
No, like the Santa
Crawl.
No, I'm like, no, I'm not going.
That's not what it's called. It's Santa Con. I hate you.
Bar Crawl. I mix the two together.
I hate Santa Crawl.
Santa Con for bar crawls. I don't do either of them. I hate it. Even when my friends are like, let's just go get a drink in the city. They're like, don't invite Tracy because you know she won't come. And if she does come, she'll complain the whole time. And I'll be like, I went to Morristown one time, and you know, there's like, it's a restaurant. They turn into a bar.
Oh yeah.
I'll sit at a booth before I go stand and walk around and get a drink. I'll wait till a waiter comes over to me because I'm not doing that. I'm so spoiled.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Accurate.
So you've never danced on a bar. So you're missing
I have,
out.
But it was because I left my VIP table to go dance on the bar. Like, what are you not getting?
I still understand.
I just can't.
So much of my life was spent at like dirty college
no,
like
I
bars.
Can't. I can't do it. I hate it. I hate being knocked into. I hate not having like my comfort space.
I mean, I agree with that now. I don't think when I was like
no, I was,
19
I've always
years
been
old at
a
bar
like
I cared.
That.
Next question. Have you ever, I'm dying to hear your answer, faked an orgasm?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain.
I know who it was with. I don't think I can say who it was with, but it was an ex and
one time or was this like a few times?
It was a few times during the one time because it was just not good. He was just too fucked up and I was just like, this is not working.
You
want it
to be
like,
over.
I feel bad. So let's make him feel better about himself. So we'll finish this off and then never talk about it again. But like, I've never had to with Corey.
Yeah.
And I've never had to with other exes either. Just this one person.
And it was like, you did it in order to
I
like
did it to make
it.
Them feel better about themselves and to like make it stop.
Wow.
Really, yeah.
I'm
it
like,
wasn't for my own like selfish needs. It was just like, maybe we're done now.
Maybe this is over tonight. Next question. Ooh, never have I ever had sex
oh,
in
I have
public.
To drink. Oh, and I have to drink.
Double again. Up.
Where? Bitch, where? A dressing room.
What? How?
Yeah.
Where? What?
Trying on clothes, but not
where?
Trying on clothes.
Like what store?
The mall. Forever 21, I think. No, not Forever 21 because they don't allow one more than
one
person
say,
in the dressing room. No.
More than one person. They don't let you go in with more than three items.
No, I don't remember the store. It no, but it was in public. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I'm blown away. I think that's so cool.
I mean,
but I still don't get how it happened.
But technically, is it in public? No.
Yes.
What is this, your dressing room? Yes. 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 It's weird because you have to be like so like you can't like knock into anything.
That's what I don't. I'm trying
it's
to like.
Very weird. It was a very populated store.
And
I don't
nobody
remember
like knew there was someone in there with
no,
you.
No, there's two people in there. But I was just like, oh, do you like how this dress looks? And he was like, yeah, it looks good. And I was like, okay. But really, I was like. Mm.
And how long did this go on for?
It was quick, like you know, quickies. I would say like maybe 5 minutes. No, it's quick. But
wow.
Yeah.
I'm like I'm like all
oh
bowing
thank
down
you.
To you. I'm
yeah.
very impressed.
I didn't think that was a big deal.
It's a big deal. The
is
only
it?
I've had like you can't oh God.
I know there have definitely been other places, but I can't think of them right now. Maybe like under I got a football game under a bleacher.
What?
Or something. Yeah, I don't remember. I know there's other times. I just can't think of any right now. But I just, that's like the one that stands out to me.
I had sex in a hammock, but it wasn't
how?
Really,
I can't even lay in a hammock. What are you talking about?
It wasn't really public. I mean, it was outside where there's no one around.
That's a public place.
Yeah.
It's a public place. It's not like, okay, I didn't have sex in Central Park, but okay, but I had.
Hashtag hammock sex.
I literally can't even sit in a hammock. I've had really hard, difficult times getting into a hammock just to lay and tan.
I don't even, I can't. Okay. Never have I ever wanted a friend's man.
Feel as if this is a sensitive.
Tracy's feeling almost her like beard right now. You can see her.
Okay. Yes. There have been guys my friends dated where I was like, wow, like that's fucked up.
Because they're hot.
Because they're really hot. And I'm like, wow, I really missed out on that one. But there's just nothing you could do about it. But the awkward, this is why it's weird. Because the awkward part of it is that, like, you have to then still think that person's hot and, like, exist around them.
Right.
That's, like, the weird. That's cause I really try not to find but, like, anybody good
looking. I think Corey's hot and I like to, like, flirt with him.
Yeah, but that's different. All my friends flirt with Corey. Everybody flirts with Corey. Like, aggressively flirts with him, and I just am like, it's fine because Corey's like a flirtatious person. I'm overly flirty with everybody I come in contact with. I flirt with everybody, so I'm like, it doesn't offend me at
all. Doesn't bother you?
No, I'm also not jealous. Like, I don't have like a jealous. I don't have that in me. So like, I'm not like, oh, you better not flirt with my man. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I know he's hot. Like, we all can flirt with him. He's a dancer. He dances with all my friends. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it can't be weird. But I never thought anybody was like, oh my god, I want Corey. How can I get him from her? I never thought that. But like, I also didn't think that about my friend's boyfriends. I was more like, he's really hot. But like, how do you like get over the fact that you're like, wow, like I can't, like every time I'm around him, like I'm looking at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the weird part about it.
I feel like my type is so specific. How you say, I can, oh my God.
Specific. I couldn't say that for the longest time.
I type is so specific.
Okay.
Specific. Uh-huh. That I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I definitely
that nobody
have
dated a guy
yeah,
that you were into.
Yeah.
I think me and my friends all have the same type.
Meatheads.
Yeah.
This is a reoccurring problem on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean.
The next question was, never have I ever done it in a car, but that kind of goes with in public, which makes me think now, yeah, I have done it in public because I've done it in a car. You've done it in a car, right?
I think everyone in this world has.
Are you sure that's
Clifton
not just
Commons?
Us? Oh my God, Clifton Commons.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Have you given, I hate this term, roadhead?
I just want to make sure that there's nobody listening to this.
It's too late, Tracy.
I can't.
It's too late to turn back.
Yes.
Like yesterday, probably.
Yeah. Right? Okay. It's. I feel like that's one of the biggest turn-ons. I don't know why.
Like pleasing your man
while you when you know you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like Corey's paid a toll.
Oh my God. You always have to take it to the next level.
This is what I'm telling you. This is why when you're like, oh, why can't you say I love you? Because we're not normal people. We don't do things that are normal.
Corey's
like
Corey's paid a toll. You are paying a toll with the devil.
We're just not normal. Oh, there's something terribly abnormal about us.
Never have I ever watched porn.
Always. Again.
Hold on.
Am I not wrong? I just gave somebody that direct messaged us advice to do that with her husband because she said that she wants sex more than he does and he's really not into it and the sex that he's giving her is boring. So I gave her advice and I told them to watch porn together. Just have it on. Mm-hmm. Don't like, and then ask him what category he wants so that you know what he's into.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, what category is Corey like?
I can't say it.
Yeah,
on
you
here.
Can.
Can you whisper it?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Oh. And, that move, I don't know.
Yeah.
I got this one.
Yeah, but.
Two?
Yeah.
One. Two girls, one cup?
No.
What? You are very bad with
sign
language.
Are you going to tell me that later?
I can't. Yeah. And like, Corey likes girls with asses. Big asses. Yeah. I can say that.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's, I like that actually. Like, I know Denny's favorite porn, so.
And what is it?
I don't think he'll care.
Officer Denny. Cop porn?
He likes POV, which I just learned what that was.
Point of view?
Yeah, BJs.
What, like filming from above?
Yeah, like it's almost okay. Like you're watching.
I think that yeah, that's I think
it's
an all-guy thing.
It's not too freaky or weird or anything. Yeah, so I don't mind it.
No, there's people who like ball gags and like locked up and fetish things. Like that's, I'm not into
that. You know
what
I hate in porn? I hate a lot of porn. Like I don't like when it gets weird.
Oh, when they're like awkward acting?
Yeah, oh, well that's horrible
in
itself.
Build-up porn is the best.
Yes.
Like when you know it's coming, but it's taking a really long time to
get
to
that. Is that like a woman thing? Like we like the storyline. We're like,
yeah, I guess so. We're like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Like,
yeah. Don't let her boss know. Like,
yeah.
I think that's a girl thing. Like guys are like, let's get right to it.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched porn like alone without Corey?
Always. Yeah. When I'm like, don't have the kids or whatever, like they're sleeping and I know he's coming home, like yeah, sometimes if I'm like so exhausted and I'm like, how am I ever gonna get through this, like whatever, you just watch a little bit and all of a sudden you're like, all right, fine. If he comes home and like ravages you, like you're fine.
You know the worst part about this right now, like let's pretend all of our parents are not listening, our friends, like
I'm really praying to the heavens.
Let's pretend that
listening.
No one's listening, like no one, like we you know
we
family
love.
But
family,
but at the end of the day,
okay,
guess who's
listening
right now? Our producer Alan.
Oh my God. Regardless, he has to listen to this.
Regardless, he has to listen
Alan,
to this.
I am so sorry. I know you have to listen to this and edit it and cut it. And I'm so sorry for you'll never look at me the same way. I don't even know if you'll have a conference call.
I don't
with
know why
I can
picture Alan's like face red right now.
He's dreading listening.
He's like
to this
the sweetest
episode.
Guy ever, and I just feel bad. And the next one is going to make him feel really weird.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
Never have I ever had a sex dream.
Oh, yeah. I had a sex dream about a friend that made me super uncomfortable. Yes, it was super detailed.
Scandalous.
It was
like a girlfriend
so,
or a guy friend?
No, a guy friend. Okay. But it was super, it was like it was almost 10 years ago already. It was like in the middle of Jerseylicious.
Did it make you think like when you saw them, were you kind of like batting eyes at them?
Well, no, I'm always like that. That's the problem is that I'm always like flirting.
Yeah, but
like
were
that.
You like extra after that
well,
dream?
I told
like trying
him
to get
it
in?
I told
you
him.
You did?
About it. Yeah.
Wait, did you ever make out?
Yeah, I've hooked up with him before.
After the dream?
I was like, all right. I was like, I feel like this is so cliche, but like I had the weirdest dream about you last night. And I was like, and it was almost like I woke up. You know how like when you wake up, you can't remember. You know you had a dream, but you can't remember. This was like vivid detail. And I was like, and it was very weird because sometimes you don't remember dreams. I was like, mm-hmm. I felt like I woke up and it was real. And I was like, and now I'm seeing you today. And I was like, it's just very odd.
Did
to
that
be
start
here.
The whole like thing of you guys hooking up? Like
and
you
he
telling
was like,
him
you
about
have
that?
To tell me about the details. And I was like, no, not really. I'm not doing that. And then like, yeah, whatever. But no, we just kissed. Like we just made out. But like, it was like a long time ago. But like, yeah, it was like a weird dream that I did not expect to have about a friend that I was like, yeah, I thought was cute, but like did not expect to like, I'm not no longer friends with that person. We've now since drifted apart.
I don't know if this is normal, and I'd love to get, like, if there's any, like, medical people out there. I don't know if you've ever had this. I have them often where, like, I have sex dreams, and I literally orgasm in my dreams.
No
like,
way.
Like, I have wet dreams. Like, I wake up, like...
Jessica, that's a thing?
Often. Like, I'm talking about at least once a month.
Wow, I'm really jealous of you. That's pretty cool.
Like... It's a crazy thing. And I'm not sure if it's like, is it because
I would ask a doctor about that just to be curious.
Yeah, I have no idea. You've never had that happen?
No, never. This was like the only time I've ever had a dream like that. And it was like so weird because I couldn't believe it was this person that I was just like very like, oh, okay.
And a lot of the times in my dream, I'm like trying really hard to get off and like... Like, it's just fucking crazy.
Wait,
it's
a crazy thing. You can't or you can?
Well, a lot of the times, let's say we're looking for a place to go. And, okay. Like, it's, like, my, like, the tension in my dream is, like, built up. It's not always, like, about the sex. And then, like, the sex will happen. It's so fast. And I wake up and I'm, like, literally, like, have to, like.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm talking about this. I wanted.
I can't believe it. That's crazy shit. That's probably one of the craziest things.
I feel like I should drink out of the bottle for that one. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Except I feel like you're going to blow me out of the water with the next question.
Don't read it.
Never have I ever made out with friends. I'm talking girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. I made out with my friends one time. Yeah. I feel like me and my friends always get drunk and like, well, we always take pictures, like kissing pictures. It's like our thing for us. Like we're always like, oh my God, like on New Year's, like I used to always kiss Brooklyn because she was like my New Year's kiss because we never had boyfriends or anybody to make out with. So we would always like kiss. But it was never anything really intense. I think I made out with Sammy one time. But like, I don't think I've ever made out with anybody else of my good friends. No, it was a joke, but that was it.
I'm thinking it's weird. It's like I'm trying to think about stuff that should be obvious.
Is it weird that like I don't find it weird at all? Like because we're like such good friends that like it doesn't. Right. It's like not weird.
It wasn't like a sexual thing. No, it wasn't. Like a fun like I love my friend thing.
No, it was like we were like making. I don't even know what it was. We were like joking about something and I was like, oh, I was like I'm a better kisser than her. She was like, definitely not. And I was like, we're gonna find out right now.
Oh my God. That doesn't sound like a joke.
No, we were. It was like that's how me and my friends are. We're like very like we. Brooklyn will come over. We'll like sit and cuddle and watch movies together. Like we're
and
all
make
like,
out.
No, no, you weirdo. We just like are all very like very cute. Affectionate around each other. We're all just like lovey dovey. Like
please
that.
Don't touch me. Like no, I don't Brooklyn like being
doesn't,
touched.
Brooklyn, Jessica doesn't even like being hugged. Yes. Like she's like get away. And we're like oh my God, okay, bye. All I'm saying is like goodbye. Weirdo. She's like has like this like thing. Like I feel like she's like Howie Mandel, like a germaphobe. Like she has like a weird thing about people getting too close to her. Sensory issues.
It's really fucking weird. Like some of my friends have made it like a joke. Like the first thing they do when they see me is they try to hug me. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
And I always hug you. I'm always like, hi.
I know.
And you're like, oh my God.
Dude, you know what?
I think she seriously has germaphobe issues. Like I think she doesn't
I don't know what it is like. It's not that like I didn't grow up with love. Like my parents are awesome. They love me. But like they're old school Italian. Like I didn't like my dad's dad like wasn't like a huggy kissy like guy. Like
no, that's true.
Like I know my parents love me. But like my dad like just started in his old age like really like voicing it. Do you know what I mean? Like
oh my God, no. My parents tell me obsessively.
No,
and like hugged like, and kissed me like until my mom hugged and kissed me one time. She almost set the house on fire. She said one time she forgot there was a boiling pot of water or something was cooking. And she was hugging and kissing me so much when I was little that she almost set the house on fire.
I was. So when from our wedding, you know, we have to do like a daddy daughter dance, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, I literally had to practice, like, touching my dad. Like, I was, like, freaking out.
Oh
he was freaking
God,
out.
What the
And there was the best. We were at a wedding, and I was actually at my cousin's wedding, and his wife was dancing with her dad, and the dad was touching her back, and it was, like, her bare back because her dress was open. And I just looked at my dad. I said, if you touch my bare back, I'll fucking kill you.
Wow.
And he's just, like, the same way. He's like, fair enough. Like,
you guys have such, like, weird,
I don't
like,
know.
Touchy
it's so
feely.
Weird.
And
it is. It's a Romano thing for sure. My brother's the same way.
I am the most touchy-feely person ever. Like, I'm just, like, hug and love and cuddle and, like, sit on someone's lap. That's just how I am.
But like,
flirt
I wonder if
me.
I have, when I have kids, if that'll change. Because I do love, like, squeezing Skylar and Jada. Like,
but they're kids. It's different. You could eat up a kid. It's different. You're never going to be like that with your friends. Me and my friends are just weird. Like, we're just so comfortable with each other that it's, like, not weird at all. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just a freak. But not going to be as much of a freak after this question. Never have I ever had anal. Radio silence.
No, I think it's I think it's an exit only situation.
Oh my God, you agree with me?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah,
I thought you wait. You've done it.
No, I don't allow that to happen.
Shut up. You've never done it. No. I am blown away by that because you've done it all.
I mean, Jess, I haven't done it all.
Okay, so
I'm just like a really I just feel like that's not like I don't know.
I am so all
I
right.
don't even can't even imagine how that would go down. Honestly.
So I told my husband.
Because I can't believe how real shit just got. I just can't.
For our honeymoon, I was going to give him my anal virginity, okay? This was like a thing we joked about for a long time. And then I was like, no, like I'm really, you know, on our honeymoon, like we're going to do it. Anal virginity is yours. Like I can't give you my real virginity, but second to best, right?
Right.
I couldn't go through with it.
I can't believe that's what the conversation was like. For your wedding present.
Yeah. Well, at first it was like on our wedding night. And then I was like, that's fucking gross. So we're not going to do it on our wedding night. So then I was like, honeymoon. And I have to tell you, like,
you chickened out? I chickened out.
But I have to tell you, I was like, are you upset? Like, is this something that, like, you're going to want? And he was like, honestly, I could fucking live without it. Like, it's kind of disgusting. And I'm like, thank you. Because I don't like potty talk. Like,
yeah, you're really big on that.
And I have a friend who's done this and likes it. She loves it. That's the thing.
I don't understand where the love comes from.
That's what scares me is that, like, am I missing out? Because people that like anal, like, fucking love it. Like, they prefer it sometimes.
I don't get that at all.
So my friend literally loves anal, and she's told me stories where, like, she's shit all over the sheets.
Ew,
like,
what?
Yeah, it fucking happens. What do you think goes on back there?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's why I can't do it. That's why I don't have the, like, balls to do it, because if that ever happened to me,
I couldn't look you
in the eyes again. Do you know what I mean?
Shit all over the sheets. That's shit disgusting. All over the fucking sheets.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. I'm done with this topic.
I'm blown away that you've never done it. I really am.
Oh, okay. Never have I ever hooked up with a coworker.
Wow, I don't know. Yeah, I could see you smiling. You have.
Because it was the funniest thing ever. We had a blackout at work, and I was like the receptionist at this wedding hall. And one of the servers that, like, I used to flirt with a lot, like, he was like, oh my God, I can't believe it's a blackout, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow. I was like, this is crazy. The whole place went down. It was a wedding was going on, like, so no one could really do anything. And he was like, I'm just going to hang in here, blah, blah, blah. And I was in the coat check, aka receptionist area, because I took all the calls and whatever. And we just, like,
are you kidding me?
No.
Wait, that was made out, right? Not sleep with?
It says hooked up with. I don't know what
I want to know what you did.
I mean, we hooked up. That's what the question asks. Goodbye.
Wait, I love this story. It's incredible. Did you ever hook up again?
No. Maybe like made out one time.
Like, I'm super jealous. I love that. I just feel like all my coworkers have been gay men. So.
No, he was really hot. His name was Alex.
All right, call him out. Okay, Alex, get it, boy.
He's never going to listen to this. He would never hear it. No way.
Okay, Alex, doing it at work.
Never have ever sent nudes.
Back up, drink. drink. I need more. Drink.
I drank
all my.
Next is never have ever sent nudes, so you could start thinking about that. God.
Sent nudes? We've obviously sent nudes, right? Like, if you haven't,
you've seen them on my phone.
I've seen Tracy's nudes. That is fact. Yes.
I think I asked you if one was like it was good or not, right? Mm-hmm. Then I was like, what do we think of this? Is it not good to send?
That's a true friend.
Yeah. I mean, all my friends have theirs in my phone.
All Tracy's photos are she knows
angles,
posing.
Angles.
Like, she's really, really good at this. Like,
and I never put my face in anything, just so you know. So don't ever, ever do that. That's
great
so
advice.
Stupid.
Literally so the best advice. Like,
I would never, ever, 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 ever do that.
I mean, unless you want to end up on the internet.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Send nudes. I mean, I don't know.
A few of my friends have been like, can I use this one and send it and say it's me, but it's really you? And I'm like, yeah. Because I just.
Cool. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of our bad example advice. Like, am I telling, like, a young girl, like, to send nudes? Probably not.
Definitely
but, not. Like, I feel like this is what, like, especially.
But
like,
if you're going to and not listen to our parenting advice of not sending nudes, then don't put your face in it.
Yeah, okay, deal. Fair enough.
Good?
Yes.
Good parenting?
Very good parenting.
Never have I ever hooked up with a DILF. DILF, for people who are not in this century, a dad I'd like to fondle.
Damn. I don't know if I have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me.
And it's actually my friend's cousin, which she has no idea. And, okay, my old boss was like, oh, my, it's her cousin too. I guess they're like twice removed from marriage or whatever the case is. It's her husband's cousin. And she was like, oh my God, you have to talk to this guy. We're going to go to dinner. He has a restaurant. And we were like, okay. I was like, whatever. And then he just like kept hitting me up. And he was like, yeah, my son, this and that.
Wait,
and
he was like, wow,
divorced. Yeah. Divorced. Not married. I'd never condone that. But he, yeah, Dilf, he was really hot. But then he, like.
Was it like different?
It was weird because I was really
like
young.
Like man sex?
I wasn't young. I was, what, 22?
Young. Carry on.
Yeah. And he was like, what, 30-something? 38? Wow. Maybe?
That's cool. That's one regret I think I have. Mm-hmm. Now I know.
Yeah. It was like, it was fun for a while, but like.
It went on for a while? What'd you guys do? Just
no,
have sex?
No, we would always like hook up. It was never like anything intense. Like whatever, we just like, make
did
out.
Did he take you on dates or like?
No, one time he asked me if we could go to this restaurant and I was like, no, I know people there. And I was like, I know that you know our cousins with people that I know. And no, the answer is no.
Wow.
So we would just like hang out, watch movies, like hook up. But like it never was anything. And
that's then, so weird. Like what did you talk about?
It's not like do you really talk? No. But then like it got to a point where like then it ended up to be something like we ended up having sex and he had like this really weird grunt and I was like, and that's
ew.
A wrap.
I was like, nope. Dude, grunting, like
it was like
there's some oh
and
no like, no, ew, no no some
this
things are like
now
are sex non-negotiables and that my friend is one
that is a hard
grunting
non-negotiable.
Oh, like you know in porn they grunt and
no,
you're like
I
no one's doing
this,
that like yeah. Or when they oh okay you know I okay when they orgasm, okay. Do you really want to hear some guy being like,
no, no.
It I'm not doing so the sound. Okay.
Never have I ever had sex in my parents' bed. I have not.
Not in their bed, but in their house, which I want to
die. In
their
house?
Yeah.
I think that's normal now.
Yeah.
Because your bedroom is in their house.
But like, I don't know. When I think about it, if my kids ever fucking did that, I'd strangle them. Do you know what
I
mean?
In my bed? I would
no,
die.
In your house.
I mean, I feel like that's inevitable.
Safe
it's
place.
It's going to happen at some point. It's either going to be in my house or it's going to be in their house. Mm. And I'd almost rather, I mean, not rather, but like, I don't know. It's a terrible
That's
subject.
A tough question.
I don't like this question.
Wait, so you had sex in your parents' house? I'd be terrified of your dad. I feel like he would stomp somebody out.
Not while they were home. No, I'm so scared. No. No. Oh, never have I ever slept with a friend's man. Never.
Never. No.
Nope.
Wait.
Cheers.
I went to drink cheers. That, but we should. We deserve that.
No, cheers. Oh, wait. Can we drink?
We're just celebrating that
friends?
We're good.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Never have ever done drugs.
Oh, I do drugs all the time.
Really? I do nothing. Oh my God. I'm such a loser. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't do anything.
You've tried everything.
No, never. What do you mean? Nothing.
Get the fuck out.
No, I swear to God, you could ask me anything. Nothing.
You've smoked weed.
No, never. Are you kidding me? No, I would die. I would die. Corey once gave me a weed brownie. It took me 45 minutes to get up my fucking staircase. I would never. That was the closest I ever got to doing a drug, ever.
Wow, really?
No, nothing. Not even like when we were younger, like those stupid drugs like Xanax Molly. Or anything. One time I took a Xanax because I was
by
having
accident?
Like an act. No, for real, because I broke up with my boyfriend and my friends were like,
you're
relax.
Panicking.
Like, we're going to go out. You're not going to fight with him. And I was like, she's like, just take a Xanax, relax. Because I don't do drugs and I don't know that you can't mix drugs and alcohol, I then drank. And then
wait, this is a huge revelation. Just because, like,
no, I never knew.
It's not like do drugs, but like everyone's tried.
No,
like,
I
coke.
Have not. No, no, I've never tried anything,
dude.
I once put
tell your mom to listen right here. She'd be so proud of you.
Yeah, I tell her this all the time, and I feel like she doesn't even believe me, or like she's so like spoiled in the fact that none of her kids do drugs that mm-hmm. she's like.
See, like my
oh,
parents
it's
like are
given.
Like hippies, so they fucking know.
No,
they've done it all.
No, I don't think she understands or appreciates that I haven't like done anything really wrong. Like, okay, I'm a troublemaker. And
like when you yell at your daughters one day, you
I
actually
could
stand by
I've
that.
I've never
shit.
Done that.
Wow, that's never, legit. Yeah.
No, and I think I'm just too scared. Like, I'm really paranoid of the whole world. I don't even want to like vacation in Europe because I feel I've watched like Hostel and all those movies, and I'm scared of the
well,
world.
Neither do I. But
I would never do drugs. I'm such a negative person. I would have such a negative effect. Are you kidding? That's why I'm scared
wow.
to do it.
I mean, I love marijuana. So
no, I've never smoked weed ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
Are you kidding? I don't barely take Tylenol. I'm like, no, this headache will beat itself. Are you kidding? Mushrooms? I would die.
It's funny because like I've done all that stuff, but now like I
don't know how you survived it.
No, and I never want to or no. Like I have zero interest in ever doing something like that again because now more than ever I'm like obsessive controlling. Like I can't not control myself. So but I can't believe what you just told me right now. Like that's a crazy thing for
I
to hear.
I guess I'm so used to it. All my friends know it too. If they were like, have you ever done this? And they were like, yeah, I've tried it. And they're like, has
but like
Tracy,
your friends
they,
have tried it.
No, but my friends know not to do anything in front of me because I'm like a mom. Before I was a mom, I'm a mom. And they like, if they were to do coke or something, they would never, ever, ever do it with me.
They do it behind your back.
Probably behind my back. And then lie to me and tell me I've never done it because they know I would flip out.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm not about it at all.
Wow. Good for you, my
Thank
girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Never have ever licked food off somebody.
What? Licked food off somebody?
Yeah. Whipped cream?
Yeah, I've definitely licked food off people. I love food, so whatever.
I mean, I picture like Megan McCarthy at the end of Bridesmaids with that giant sandwich.
I was trying to think. Like, yeah, I've definitely done that. Like, I don't know why or when.
I, like, pretty much it's only been like chocolate or whipped cream.
Yeah. That's oh, Pop Rocks.
Really?
You've never done that trick?
What?
All right.
Hold on.
Homework. I love that I'm teaching Tracy something.
Homework.
Okay, first of all, it's not necessarily a great trick because I don't even know if it's like that good. Like, I'm not sure if the man is like, but it's fun to try. And like, it's like, yeah, it feels different. So you like blow him with Pop Rocks in your mouth. And you know how it like goes off?
I guess. I never even thought.
I literally have Pop Rocks here. I will give them to you.
I'll take those with me. Thank you for that. Never have I ever slept with someone famous.
Drinking? We're drinking too.
I'm not drinking. Shall we give clues? But not ever say the
you
name.
You better give me a clue.
I can't give you enough clues to where you actually know who the person is.
TV?
Yeah, TV and music.
Music, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Was it Snoop Dogg?
No. I'd rather you not guess because you may actually guess it. And
really?
Yeah,
am I that close?
No, you're not. I mean, not so close, but you're... I don't trust that. I don't trust that you won't guess it. And what was yours? Let's move along.
As per my like type, it was like professional athlete. So.
Oh, really? Somebody I would know or no?
You don't know professional athlete. It wasn't like a Derek Jeter.
Okay, first of all, he's not the know. Only athlete I know. Okay, I have a husband who likes sports. Oh my god, I like know Derek Jeter.
You're like, oh my god, was it A-Rod?
Shut up.
Wow, you're telling me when we're done with this, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Not you guys.
We've already told you way too fucking much.
I've told you way more things than you need to know. Never have I ever sucked toes. I will die on the spot right here, right now. I will throw the fuck up. I don't even... Corey asked me to cut his toenails. I'm like, they have people for that, my friend.
He asked you to cut his toenails.
He's like, oh my God. He's like, my toes are so long. He's like, can you cut them? I'm like, the fuck I can't. You have a pedicurist. You go see her. Goodbye. You're dismissed.
I'm with you. No. Sucking toes. No. Have you sucked fingers?
I mean, yeah. They're not in your shoes.
Right. Okay.
Never have ever walked in on my parents.
Oh, no, never.
I would maybe die.
I could never see them again. We'd have to get, like, what is it called?
I did find something in a drawer one time, but I can't say what it was.
Was it a deed, though?
No. It was something fun. Like, I'm happy they used
a cock ring?
No, can we not talk about it? I just want to say that I found something fun one time when I was putting clothes away, but that was it. Anyway, moving on. My mom will kill me. Never have ever slept with somebody way older.
You already have. We know that already.
Wasn't way older. It was like 15
years. A DILF, yes.
All right, whatever. I'll drink
it. You never slept with like a grandpa, but...
No.
It's on your bucket list, though.
But then I would have used the Viagra, I'm sure, that we saw.
There you go.
Never ever had phone sex.
Oh, I have.
Pretty much every time I'm not at home.
I've also had like text sex.
Yeah, sexting.
Yeah, like
it's called sexting. Old grandma. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Sent a sext. Oh, that was the next one. That's so weird. Okay.
Sent a sext.
Never have ever gotten drunk with my parents. I think everybody has.
Yeah.
Cheers.
You're killing me. I can't. Is this episode almost over?
Yeah. We actually are close. Never have ever flirted with someone to get free stuff.
I did that yesterday.
Yeah, never have I ever flirted someone to get free alcohol, to get free
food,
not tickets,
free whatever, like
to not get a ticket. Cops are easy; they're easy bait.
Stop flirting with my husband.
I know, right? Hacked someone's social media? No. If I knew how to hack people's social media, I'd be way smarter than I am right now.
Hacked someone's social media?
I have, however, how I have created a social media account to see if somebody would fall into traps.
I have a fake Instagram.
You do?
Mm-hmm. You can, if you want to go on it. Wait.
Wow. Wait, I'm just doing it right now. Hold on.
Let me just pull it up.
Does it have pictures on it?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you're going to die. I one time made a fake I think it was Facebook. I never even made an Instagram, but that's legendary. Just
so I can pull this up. Hold on.
Oh my God.
What?
If you ever,
what are you expecting to get out of this?
Just like
I'm looking at the fake Instagram right now. Don't you think you'd put like hot pictures?
No, because it's simply to like, if I get caught looking at, or so, maybe somebody's blocked me, like she's my girl, and like
this is hysterical.
I've kept up with it over like the years, so like she seems like a real person. Like, you know when people troll you and it's so obvious because there's no pictures, yeah, uh-huh. They don't follow anybody.
I have them every single day.
Yeah, so I've dedicated way too.
Are you kidding me? I wish I could show you guys what I'm looking at right now. This is absurd. Picture. What do you even Google to get these?
My face is pink. I can feel it. I'm embarrassed.
I'm never looking at her the same. Take this out of my hand right now. You should be going a corner. Go in a corner.
Did you read the caption?
I can't breathe. I can't. Goodbye. Oh my God. Guys, we're going to take two more of these. And then, so just pick the good ones.
Okay. I like this one. Never have I ever messed up a client's hair or makeup and didn't tell them.
One time I actually dyed a blonde woman brunette when I was learning. And it was right before Christmas. And she took, and I took the hair off of it and shook her out. And she was like, why am I brunette? And I was like, bye, I'm leaving now. It was like one of my first clients ever. And I felt so bad. And I like literally almost cried. And she was like so nasty. And she was like, I have to host Christmas.
But didn't she know that you were training though?
As if she couldn't host Christmas as a brunette.
How dare you? Didn't she know you were training?
Yeah, I guess. But she was just like, you should still know what you're doing. And I'm like, I honestly just left it on for too long.
So what happened?
I just was learning. Like, I was still in school. She flipped out, and then we had to give her free service to dye her black blonde in the next 2 weeks.
All right, that's fine. So you know, well, when I do makeup, I use like my, what do you call this part of your hand?
Outside of your hand. Your hand. It's what it's called, no?
The outside of
your hand. Not the palm, the outside.
The opposite of your palm.
Yeah.
Your hand. So I use that as like a palette sometimes. Yeah. So I was doing a bride, and I had moisturizer and lash glue next to each other.
Oh my God.
And I lash glued her face.
Did she say that she felt extra tight?
Dude, it was actually, she was super fucking cool. And like, she was super cool. And I told her what happened and she was laughing. And I actually took it off and I gave her a free airbrush application because wow. I felt so bad. But she was laughing. And like, she was, listen, most brides are like zannied up. So she was like giggling. Yeah. Like
accurate. Yeah.
But okay, that's great. Never have I ever kept screenshots for blackmail.
You have screenshots. I have screenshots.
I have your screenshots for blackmail on my phone. I have back it up.
You guys, I have backup blackmail. I have screenshots that I want saved that I can't have on my phone just to have for people, you know, just to like make sure that if anyone ever fucks up that I have shit. But I send them to Jess to put in a secret file that she holds them for me just so they never accidentally
get
deleted.
I have a secret album.
Yep. I'm not even sorry about it.
All right, so this one's kind of interesting because we touched on it. Never have I ever caught my husband watching porn. So I know you said you watch porn with your husband, but have you ever like walked in on him like jerking off or something?
Yeah, in the shower.
You did? Yeah. No, you did not.
But like, I think it's so normal. I don't know. I just like when
Wait,
Corey
was
takes
he
the
like,
sho-
what'd he do?
No, he just stopped. And I was yeah. like, all right. I was like, you think I'm dumb?
You know what's so annoying? Like, I ask Denny all the time. I just wanted, like, I'm cool. Like, I know a lot of women, like, they don't want their man to jerk off, which I think is so dumb because mm-hmm. it's part of the, like, I think it's, we should have sex. Yeah, it's healthy.
Yeah, it's healthy to.
But I want to know when I'm not home, like, where he does it. He won't tell me where he is in the house. Like, now that we live together.
I get videos.
But, like, so you know, like, if he's in the shower, if he's in his bed,
if
like.
If he's taking more than 20 minutes in the shower, I'm like, I need help with the kids down here.
What's he doing? Is he watching, like, it on his phone in the shower?
Yeah.
How?
People have videos on their phones. It's weird. It's like a new concept where people have videos that they
Doesn't
can watch
phone get
on
wet?
The internet. No.
I ask him all the time. He won't tell me. He's like, no.
Oh my God, no. I know. I know everything. That's my problem is I know too much.
Hmm.
Let's take a quick break from our awkward lives to talk to our gay best friend. Brandon, are you ready to play?
He is there for us. Now he's there for you. Gay best friend. He'll know what to do. Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
Oh, I'm Brandon's ready. Like, I'm always ready to play.
All right. So if you guys don't know this game, Brandon is going to give us two truths and a lie, and we have to guess which is the lie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, do I know how to play?
That's how you play. That's okay.
Okay. All right, Brandon, let's hear it.
Okay. So my two truths and a lie are that I've never had Botox. I've played on a football field before. And
okay. And does playing mean like sexually playing? Because I believe that.
What's the third one?
What's the third?
The third is that Jessica used to cheat off me in college.
I'm gonna hardcore go with the football field.
Wait, I'm trying to remember if I used to cheat off you. I mean, that's a huge possibility.
I believe that.
All right, you've definitely had Botox, I'm going to say.
No,
right?
I said because, I've never had Botox.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never had it.
No, I think that's the lie.
That's a lie.
That's the lie.
No. I said that I've never had Botox. I never have.
Oh, so that's a truth.
It's true.
Wow.
It's true that I've never had it. I'm too poor.
Wow, bro, your face is beautiful.
Oh, you've never had Botox?
I've had Botox. Everyone I know has had Botox.
No, I'm not against Botox. My wallet is, you know.
Been there.
Amen. Okay. So we're going with the lies that the football field.
Football field.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Same. You haven't played football. You haven't been on the field. Hell no.
No, I was in marching band, so I played a lot.
Oh my God. Field. So it's Jessica thing?
Yeah, she never cheated off of me in college. What would happen?
So just on your boyfriend, not on your test.
No, she would cheat off her BlackBerry, but we would have to grade each other's papers, and she would grade mine and she would just write A+ at the top, even though I had a goddamn D. And then like when the teacher would hand it back, she would write like, no, like clearly all of these are wrong.
Tracy, so like, this is college, okay? This is not elementary school. This is we would take a test and then we'd switch with the person sitting next to us, and the person would grade your test.
What? That's so I would just change all the person's answers to what they were right.
I didn't even bother doing that. I just would write 100 on the top of his test.
Give it in, the teacher be like, no, this is not 100.
Not 100%.
That's amazing.
What was the point of that? I guess that's what happens when you take theater classes.
Yeah, and she was like too lazy to grade it, but clearly she checked because she knew that this was a scam.
I bet she just checked your guys. She probably didn't check anyone else except for your two.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Brandon, well, thanks for playing. We're going to go back to pretty much ruining our lives as we know it.
Yeah, I'm mortified, but it's fine.
Wait, you actually don't listen to this episode.
Nobody listen to it. Oh, we're going to say it again. Everyone shut this episode off.
Yeah,
nobody
on the band list as well. Sorry, buddy.
Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
Okay, last question. Never have I ever pretended to swallow.
No, I don't need to pretend.
You've never pretended. You never fake. You never followed. Fake swallowed.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Back into a cup. Like Coyote Ugly when she was supposed to take the shots.
Do you always swallow?
I think that's good protein, right?
Wow.
All right, guys. Anyway, thank you.
Oh my God.
Wow, I really have to. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of us embarrassing ourselves for your entertainment. And you don't judge us, and you love us anyway. And
yeah, the ones that love our realness better not judge us anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any judgment because we were real with you guys as fuck today.
Oh my God. I'm like, this is an episode I'm going to literally probably be texting you like, should we cut out
half the shit? I think we should cut out everything. And I think nobody should ever do over. Episode, but that's just my opinion. We want to thank Dimly Wit for having us on their network because they have great shows like Stand By and Dress for the Podcast You Want. And now we are also one of their great podcasts. I'm so excited. Please subscribe, rate us, and follow us and download just everything you can to support us. Share with a friend.
I really want to blame the rosé for this episode, but listen, only Judy can judge me, and we hope you guys still love us. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
hosted on dimlywit.com.